In case you haven't heard, famine is incoming. Global engineered famine. Food shortages are going to hit all of us. Food scarcity, price inflation, the lack of availability of food options or basic supplies. And there are, of course, a number of reasons for this that all trace back to Trump's war with Iran. Because of this war, right now, did you know that half of the liquid natural gas tankers in the world, half the ships that exist in the world that can carry natural gas, are trapped in the Persian Gulf right now? They can't get out because the Strait of Hormuz, of course, is, well, closed, because Iran has said no one can transit without our permission. That is a closure. That's the reality of the situation that we are facing. Tankers that have tried to cross have been blown up, destroyed, sunk. And also nobody can get insurance if you try to sail through the strait because Iran has said you can't go through. You know, unless you're a vessel bound for China or another country that is friendly with Iran, then you can go through. But everybody else, nope. No soup for you. So this is starting to have huge implications around the world, cascading effects that are going to destroy the global food supply. For example, in Thailand, this news just came out of Thailand today, half of Thailand's fishing fleet, which consists of about 9,000 fishing vessels, half of it is being paused because there's a shortage of diesel fuel. Shortage of diesel and higher price increases that would basically make fishing unprofitable. So this is from the president of the Thai Fisheries Association. So right there, half of the seafood that Thailand produces, which they also export all over the world, including to us, half that seafood is going to be gone. Well, there goes your shrimp, huh? There it goes. Or if you do find shrimp in the grocery store soon, it's going to be, you know, $60 a pound or something, some crazy amount. That's just one thing. Taiwan also, of course, relies on a lot of natural gas for its industry, including its food processing industry. Taiwan is a manufacturer of many food items. And Taiwan is rumored to only have about 10 days of liquid natural gas remaining in its supply. And because Taiwan is allied with the United States, then, you know, Iran is not going to let Taiwan ships sail through, or let's say natural gas vessels headed for Taiwan. Now, China will get what it needs, but not Taiwan, which means that China will have energy, and China also has blocked all exports of refined fuels, such as gasoline and diesel and jet fuel, etc., which means that Taiwan can't even buy those fuels from China, even if China would sell them, because the government of China says no. So where is Taiwan going to buy natural gas? Well, Western Europe is desperate for natural gas too. So they're going to be bidding it up and trying to buy it from anywhere they can. And Taiwan's going to have to compete with those bids from Western Europe. Same thing with Japan. Same thing with South Korea. All of America's allies all over the world are going to have to pay double or triple or quadruple, perhaps, for natural gas. That's going to destroy the food supply. That's going to destroy fertilizer. Much of the world's urea production comes out of the Gulf states and is transported out of there. Much of the world's fertilizer comes out of there as well. Not all of it, but a significant portion of it. As a result, we've already talked about this, fertilizer production has already plummeted and fertilizer costs have already begun to skyrocket. And some farmers reportedly that are trying to buy fertilizer now in America are being told, we're not taking any new orders because we can't fill them. We can't even give you fertilizer. So here we go. It's springtime in America and you can't get fertilizer. What's that going to do for crop yields? Not good. Obviously, not good. Yields could absolutely plummet. So that will feed into the food scarcity. You know, it doesn't even matter that America is the breadbasket of the Western Hemisphere, yeah, we grow a lot of food, but only if you've got fuel and fertilizer to grow it. And if both of those things experience extreme scarcity and shortages and price increases, then your crop yields plummet. It's exactly what has started to happen right now. And there's no end in sight for this. There's no end in sight. Right now, India is begging China for emergency shipments of urea. Because India, which grows a lot of rice, for example, and other crops, India's out of urea because there are no giant fertilizer stockpiles in India or almost anywhere. So now they're going to face famine in a country of what? Nearly 1.4 billion people, most of whom are poor, most of whom can barely afford to eat on a good day. What this is going to impact is the marginalized communities around the world. Those people who are living very close to the poverty line, where the highest percentage of their discretionary income goes to food, or maybe food and housing or shelter. But when you're just living on the edge and you can just barely afford to eat, and food goes up even 25%, that plummets a lot of people into famine, into starvation, where often kids don't get enough to eat. And sometimes people lose their homes because they have to, you know, sell or mortgage their homes just to be able to afford groceries. You know, the money has to get shifted around in order to not starve. So look, you have marginalized communities in America. You have a lot of people who are living in food deserts. You have a lot of people who don't have access to good food right now. The crappy food they have access to that they buy at Walmart or the dollar store, let's say, even that food is about to get a lot more expensive and a lot more scarce. You know, at some point, the only food that might be affordable would be Soylent Green, I suppose. That would probably be offered soon, or, you know, cricket protein pancakes, something like that. And that's what a lot of people are going to have to end up eating. Isn't that sad? All because Trump started a war that he didn't have to start. It was a war of choice because he is controlled by Netanyahu and the terror state of Israel. That's why Trump is doing this. And in doing so, he's sacrificing the health, the food security of potentially over a billion people around the world, including many Americans. Food banks are going to become overrun, especially in the fall, especially around Thanksgiving and Christmas of this year. Food banks are going to be overrun. I would imagine even our own food supplies at our store, you know, because we've been in the food business, organic, lab-tested foods, storable foods, etc. You know, that's my online business, healthrangerstore.com. We currently have a lot of food, but guess what? Sales just started exploding yesterday. And at the current pace, we're going to run out in, you know, maybe 45 days or something. So I've instructed my staff, we got to make more, you know, Ranger buckets. We got to make more number 10 cans. We, you know, crank up the production here because we're going to have a hard time keeping up. And I'm afraid to hear from our purchasing department. I'm afraid because I think they're going to tell me at our next meeting, which is tomorrow, I'm afraid they're going to tell me that they're not able to secure the supplies, you know, the lots that they used to be able to secure, you know, whether it's corn or lentils or mangoes or, you know, or whatever. They're just not able to find it. I bet that's what I'm going to hear. But I don't know. Maybe we're good for a few more months until the fall season. I hope so. We're going to buy up whatever we can, and we're going to manufacture whatever we can and try to keep things in stock as best we can. And we're not hiking prices. We're not price gouging anybody. You can buy food from us right now at last year's prices, even though later this year prices might double. So, you know, because we don't engage in profiteering nonsense. We try to bring you the best value we can, but I can't guarantee how much longer we're going to be able to get these food supplies or what the prices are going to be. It might be where we can still get them, but, you know, it's plus 50% or plus 100%. And at that point, you know, man, if you thought organic was expensive before, just wait till it doubles, right? That's where this is headed. So look, another upshot of all of this is that the masses will not be prepared. Most of the people out there, most of whom are barely making it paycheck to paycheck anyway, I mean, they're in trouble now. They're not going to do well. And a lot of people are going to have to learn how to live on less, how to cook at home, how to make their own food, you know, how to buy basic ingredients like flour, right, and eggs, and make your own pancake mix instead of buying instant microwavable pancakes, or just buying fresh vegetables, making your own meals with lentils and beans and quinoa and maybe lard, you know. People are going to have to relearn how to live on less. Otherwise, they're going to face mass famine, even in America. Trust me, by Thanksgiving of this year, that is, conditionally, if the Strait of Hormuz doesn't get opened back up very quickly here, then by Thanksgiving of this year, there's going to be a lot of poverty. There's going to be a lot of famine, or as they say, food insecurity. And also, Trump and the GOP are going to get absolutely wrecked in the midterms. Because, of course, gas prices will be higher and food prices will be higher and more shelves will be empty. I'm not saying all empty shelves. I'm not saying that. But a lot of shelves will be empty. In other words, there'll be a lot of food scarcity and fewer options. So, you know, a lot of the things that I've warned about over the years that could be coming appear to be coming now because of this war with Iran that has shut off the world's supply of natural gas, which means much of the fertilizer supply, much of the urea, much of the sulfur, which also is used in making fertilizer, etc., and much of the natural gas, etc. So the, you know, just the second and third order effects of this in terms of the food supply are going to be dramatic and long lasting. And this is a certainty. This isn't a what if at this point. It's already done. Even if the Strait of Hormuz is open right now, you know, the LNG plants have been shut down. And opening them back up would take at least a month. And many of the oil fields are being shut down right now. And many of the facilities, ports have been damaged. The facilities are offline. A lot of infrastructure is just gone for months or years to come. So this isn't something that can just be, you know, recreated overnight. It doesn't work that way. So, get prepared in every way that you can. I'll do my best to keep you posted. You can watch all of my videos and interviews at brightvideos.com. And you can also read my articles at naturalnews.com with my very popular infographics that are there at the bottom of each of my articles. So, check it out. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy. But here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount. And then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried.
That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.